And now it's time for some artery, cultural coverage that goes on the road. Rupa Maria, lead singer of the local band Rupa and the April Fishes, is in the middle of an international tour, but it's about way more than her music.
We're conducting a seed exchange around the world. The first 10 farmers that show up at our show with seeds that they've saved to exchange can get in for free.
This purposeful approach to music is common for the doctor-turned-bandleader. Her tour is to promote her new album called Build, and it kicked off at the idea-packed Bioneers Conference in Marin County last month. The tour ends tomorrow night at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. Rupa spoke with KALW's Holly Kernan about what inspired her new album.
Say what you like. Say what you will. Got everything I need right here.
The title track of the album Build was inspired by my younger brother, who's a urban ag guy in San Francisco. So learning about the urban ag movement really inspired me. Seeing how in the midst of economic collapse around the world, and even in our own San Francisco, where houses or people are being kicked out of their houses, you can take a seed and put it in the ground and grow a tomato. So what belongs to life still belongs to life, no matter if that tomato has then been taken and put in on a market stand for purchase. There's something about that act of putting a biological entity, a seed, a little powerful pebble into the earth, watching it grow, and then in getting food and eating. And that action is above and beyond economics. It's above and beyond the institutions we place around it. It belongs to life. 88% of the seeds of foods we eat on Earth are owned by one corporation.
What, Monsanto?
Monsanto. And so to be able to take seeds and travel with them the way that farmers have over thousands of years, the way we have such great varieties of edible foods, are because communities of farmers have been cultivating and saving and exchanging seeds for thousands of years. So it's been an interesting examination and experience.
And you've always done that kind of touring, having a message around the music, like when you did the bike tour, right? Or even when you wrote the song, I think, because you were in the ER and there was a woman who couldn't get treatment for breast cancer, and so she died. I mean, I remember these kind of personal stories that resulted in both your music and then your activism around those issues.
Yeah, for me, music is a byproduct of a life lived in inquiry and celebration. So having the courage to open up my eyes and see what's happening around me and how, you know, whose voice is heard, whose voice is not heard, who is invisible, who is not invisible, how is power being distributed, and how is that affecting people. So I see a lot of that as a doctor, and that is incredibly inspiring to write about and to learn about. And so for me, our touring is a way of educating myself, and then what comes out of that is as a byproduct or more songs.
Baby, you're gone, you're gone. Baby, you're gone and I can't find you. Baby, you're gone, so long gone. I must carry on.
This album I wrote in the wake of a big heartbreak. It was the end of a major relationship of mine 3 years ago. And as my music has grown, that relationship couldn't sustain it. And so as that broke, coupling heartbreak with traveling around the world made for this interesting concoction, and you can hear it on the album where there'll be these very intimate personal songs, one of them being Gone. So these songs are intimate, and in that space of a broken heart, as I was traveling, it just left me more open and empathic to what I was witnessing. And it allowed for these stories of people as we travel around the world and go to places like Athens, Greece, where we're watching society just fall apart and It's a wild time around the world. It's a time of great global awakening. And to be witnessing that in the space of heartbreak allowed for a certain kind of permeability, I think, of ideas.
That's Rupa Mario of Rupa and the April Fishes. They will be playing at the Great American Music Hall on November 9th. And Rupa, I'd like you to talk about one other song off of your album, which is Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis is a song about change, which I learned in Greek how to say it. It's metamorphosis.
You say everything. Can you say that again?
Metamorphosis.
Just say it more serious.
You're very serious. I was imagining, I felt like my life was completely returning to its constituent elements. So I was imagining, what is it like to be a caterpillar inside the cocoon where, you know, does it hurt when their limbs completely return to their cellular, you know, these pluripotent stem cells, when your body just goes through that and then you emerge as something completely different, like, oh, what are these wings, and do you remember your life before? And yeah, so I was in that cocoon space writing that song, and yeah, it's a song about transformation and just giving into it because it's happening.
I sit here and wonder what spell I've been under. As I open my eyes, everyone's disappeared. And it's some kind of eerie, it's some kind of strange. It's some kind of silence as things rearrange. Oh, I'm mystified. All that I know, all that I know, oh, liquefied and alone. Metamorphosis.
And where are you now?
I have come out of the cocoon, and I'm looking at these wings going like, what? So I think I'm learning how to fly. Probably going in circles a little bit, but yeah.
Ain't nothing I can do, no, no.
And how do you see the evolution of, or the progression of your career?
How do I see it? It's a meandering path. It feels like my life is becoming more of an expression of my art as I go on. This year and these last 2 years, I've decided to make my living off the music and practice medicine when I'm in a place to practice it for free, in order to change my relationship to what medicine is for me. You know, growing up as a doctor in a capitalist society where medicine is a for-profit industry, it affects how you practice, whether or not you admit it or not. It's in the very nature of how you've learned to practice medicine. And so for me, it's nice to have some space to step aside from that and think like, ooh, okay, if I did this for free, how is this going to change my dynamic with my patients? How does it change what I do?
How does it?
It feels amazing. It always has felt amazing, but it feels even more amazing.
And what's one final song you want to play for us from this new album, Build?
I would say Sur la route, which is a song in French, which means on the road. And that song is the opening of that song, you can hear this beautiful viola. It's this electronic musician named Janot. So Janot is blending the sounds of the street with this viola, and then in comes the voice, as if like from the wind, of Asma Mahfouz, who is a woman on YouTube who risked her life to make a video to tell people to come down to Tahrir Square last January and demand their human rights, demand their dignity. And so her voice comes in as if just like from the wind, like if you're listening to what's happening around the world, there are these voices, these just everyday people getting the courage to speak up. For me, the song is about a surrender to my life, which is become sort of a mendicant, teacher, student, doctor thing, artist. I don't know what a, how to describe
it. Mannequin teacher student doctor thing.
And just like as I go, like just witnessing the nomadic nature of my life and surrendering to it and really giving into it and allowing it to transform me, allowing myself to go through the metamorphosis, to allow myself to be the most effective communicator and student of what I'm witnessing.
Je t'attends sous la route.